Now we will learn about the Bab. The Bab, who was the forerunner of Baha'u'llah, declared his mission in Shiraz in 1844 and prepared the people for the coming of Baha'u'llah. One day the Bab called Mullah Hussein, his first disciple, and said to him, "I have a very important mission for you. In order to accomplish it, you will have to go to Tehran. There you should search for a person who was well known for his kindness to the poor and the helpless. Once you have found him, you should present to him a tablet on my behalf." Mullah Hussein was very happy to be chosen to fulfill this important mission and left for Tehran immediately. The road from Shiraz to Tehran was very long and difficult. Mullah Hussein had to travel a great distance on foot. Despite this, he was very happy and did not consider any sacrifice too great to make his beloved happy. He proceeded on his journey with great zeal and joy. He prayed day and night for God to help him succeed in this important task of finding the great personage spoken of by the Bab. How was it possible for Mullah Hussein to look for such a one among all the people of Tehran and then give him the sacred message of the Bab? But this was not the first time that Mullah Hussein had gone out in search of a great man. He remembered very well how he felt on his first search when he left Karbala for Iran to look for the Promised One. At that time, he did not even know in which city to go, to what family the Promised One belonged, or how it would be possible to find him. All he knew was that God alone could guide him. With a prayerful heart, he had begged God to assist him and ultimately found the Promised One, the Bab. Now again, he was certain that God would not forsake him and that he would successfully deliver the sacred message of the Bab. Mullah Hussein reached Tehran at last. In those days, there were no hotels or guest houses. Whenever a traveler arrived in the city, he either stayed in a public caravansary or in a small room built around the mosque, known as the Hujra. Mullah Hussein stayed at one of these Hujras and devoted his days to the search for the great man. His nights were spent in prayer and meditation, asking for God's guidance. Surely the Almighty would hear his prayer and would not leave him without assistance. One night, Mullah Hussein had a long discussion with the mullah of the mosque regarding the coming of the Promised One. The mullah, whose eyes and mind were covered with the veil of prejudice, did not want to listen to him and started to argue. Another man named Mullah Mualim, who lived in the adjoining Hujra and was very just and open-minded, overheard their conversation. He noticed how unfair the mullah was being, and when he realized how important the subject was, he decided to meet Mullah Hussein alone. That very night, he went to Mullah Hussein's room. Mullah Hussein was still awake and, not expecting anyone, welcomed the newcomer. He showed such loving kindness that Mualim felt true love for him and tears came into his eyes. When Mullah Hussein saw the spiritual capacity of this man, he realized why he was guided to stay there. He asked him, "What is your name and where do you come from?" He answered, "My name is Mullah Muhammad and my title is Mualim. My hometown is Nur." Mullah Hussein asked, Do you know of anyone from the Vizier's family who is as good and popular as the Vizier himself?" To this, Mulla Alim answered, "Yes, one of the Vizier's sons is very distinguished, and his character is very much like his father's. He is a shelter for the poor and helpless, and his house is always open to everyone. Even though he never attended any school, his vast knowledge surprises everyone, and his Persian writing is exquisitely beautiful. He is a lover of nature. His name is Hussein Ali, and he is 28 years old." Mulla Hussein's faithful and pure heart sensed that he had found the object of his quest. It was as though God caused him to feel confident that here was the one whom he was searching. When Mulla Hussein learned that Mualim often visited Baha'u'llah's house, with great eagerness he gave him the precious letter from the Bab, which was wrapped in a cloth. He requested him to take it to Baha'u'llah the next morning. Could Mualim even guess that he was the bearer of such a precious trust, that God had showered such a great blessing upon him? Early the next morning, Mualim started for Baha'u'llah's house, where he handed the blessed letter to Baha'u'llah. Upon unrolling the scroll of paper, Baha'u'llah glanced at it and then chanted a few verses in a melodious voice. Turning to his brother, he said, "Musa, what do you say?" These were the only words he uttered. Then Baha'u'llah gave Mualim a block of sugar and some tea to give Mulla Hussein, which was considered the most noble gift in those days. When Mualim went back to Mulla Hussein, he related to him everything he had witnessed. Mulla Hussein was so filled with joy that he could not utter a word. He accepted the gift with the utmost respect and kissed it. Then embracing Mualim and kissing his eyes, he said, "My dear friend, I hope God will fill your heart with joy, just as you have filled mine." Mualim was astonished at the extent of Mulla Hussein's happiness and wondered what this gift and visit had meant that it could be the cause of such great joy. He certainly had the right to feel puzzled because he did not know yet what the Bab and Baha'u'llah were, nor did he recognize the importance of his own task. This is how the message of the Bab reached Baha'u'llah through Mulla Hussein in Tehran, 3 months after the declaration of the Bab. By accepting the message of the Bab, the second part of Baha'u'llah's life as a confirmed follower of the Bab and supporter of his faith started from the age of 27. It continued until he was 36.